Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Dr. Ken Croswell. I'm going slowly because my chemistry and physics and astronomy are only as good as my memory of what Ken has written. So I summarize where we are. We have two different sets of data about how much oxygen and carbon and neon and nitrogen in the makeup of our star, and perhaps that would lead us to the makeup of all stars. There was an assumption of this number, 8.93. The new work by Martin Asplund lowered that number to 8.69. Might not sound like a lot, but in fact, it was a plunge of value of oxygen 42%, carbon 26%, neon 31%, and nitrogen 40%. Plunged that didn't exist, that we assumed was there. And now the new experiment, this one in underground in Italy. How did they do it, Ken?
Well, this is what's fascinating. The sun is right now, of course, engaged in nuclear reactions at its core, converting hydrogen, which is the lightest element and the most common element in the sun and in the universe, into helium, which is the second lightest and second most common element in the universe. That's how the sun makes energy. Most of that energy, 99% of it, comes from what's called the proton-proton chain, okay? But here we are very interested in the 1% that is not made that way. 1% of the sun's energy comes from what's called the CNO cycle. That stands for carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen. So three of the four elements we've been talking about. Isn't that convenient? That means that the more carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen there is in the sun, the more energy the sun will be generating via the CNO cycle. And guess what? That CNO cycle throws off what are called neutrinos. These are extremely particles that escape immediately from the core of the sun and come to Earth 8 minutes later. Now, we've been able through various ways to actually detect some of these neutrinos. And so in 2020, the Borsino experiment in Italy announced that it had finally detected CNO cycle neutrinos. In other words, these are neutrinos that are not coming from the main nuclear reaction in the sun, but from the CNO cycle. And what that opened up the possibility to was, well, we can actually measure the number of neutrinos from the CNO cycle and thus deduce how much carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen there is in the sun. Because, of course, if there's more carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen in the sun, then there will be more CNO neutrinos. And conversely, if there are fewer CNO cycle neutrinos, there will be that means there's less carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen in the sun. So that's where we were in 2020. And now, as I report at Science News here in 2022, it looks like they have actual numbers now. And those numbers are, to me, rather surprising. They say that the sun may have even more carbon and nitrogen than the high metal people say, okay? But they're fully compatible with the standard high, and they are fairly incompatible with a low metallicity result. So that's where the Borsino result stands right now. And unfortunately, the experiment has shut down, so we're probably not going to be getting more data from them. But in the future, we can hope that other neutrino experiments will also be able to detect CNO neutrinos and thus either confirm this work or refute it, because we definitely do need more data on this matter. It's very important.
And you spoke to Pinsenot again, who said it was a very friendly agreement, a disagreement between astronomers. They go out for a beer afterwards. But Pinsenot at this point must be satisfied that there's more to learn, that the low metallicity measure by Aspen is now challenged, and we need something like arbitration here to enter in. Are they expecting more neutrino experiments? Because that seems very trustworthy, Ken. The reason they were underground is that they were blocking out things like cosmic rays. Is that why they go underground?
Right. Yes.
So are they going to do that experiment again? There are other caves around the world. They've been looking for neutrinos from the universe. Looking for neutrinos from the sun is done the same way. Is that correct?
Yes, and definitely over the next 10 years, we should be having additional neutrino experiments, and some of them will be detecting the CNO neutrinos. They're not as easy to detect simply because there's not as many of them as there are from the sun's main nuclear reaction. But yes, I think over the next 10 years, we should be getting additional results. And of course, it's always good in science to have completely independent groups of people making the same measurement. Because this is so very important. It's so incredibly important.
What does this mean for our understanding of our sun? Do we begin to know how it's made and what it's made of?
If this result is right, it means we now know approximately the elemental abundances of the sun after 20 years of debate, okay? And then we can apply that to other stars because the sun is the abundance standard for the whole universe. So it's a great result, but it needs confirmation. So I think it's a very exciting result. I would say it's one of the most important astronomical results of the year.
And the fact that there's more oxygen than we thought, does that mean there's more oxygen in the universe?
Yes. It means, it's not more oxygen than we thought 30 years ago. It's actually comparable to what we thought 30 years ago, but it's more than for the people that were following Martin Aspen, is definitely a good deal more than they thought.
Remembering, of course, that oxygen is a fundamental of water, and water is a fundamental of life as we know it. Dr. Ken Croswell, writing in Noble Magazine and in Science Magazine over several years to seek a resolution to a conflict that is extremely gentlemanly in astronomy, but nonetheless fundamental to our understanding of our sun. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.